You're on BFM Breakfast. Juna Oaks and Cerebi, they're here on 95 BFM Breakfast. And joining us on the line, we've got Cerebi himself, aka CJ. How's it going, mate?
Very good. Thank you for having me.
Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome. Now, just for everyone out there listening, just give us a little bit of background on yourself. And I mean, who you play with, you know, your background in music. Just position yourself in the Tamaki Makaurau music scene.
Sheesh. Okay. Sure thing. Well, I've been playing music for maybe 5 or 6 years now. I was releasing songs, and I grew up playing some instruments too from a younger age, and got into music production and mixing in my later teenage years, and in my 20s, I've been chipping away at songwriting and recording and releasing too.
Now, I've seen you perform live a couple of times. You perform with a sort of all-star cast of characters. Tell us a bit about your live band and who you've recorded, because you've got a sophomore album on the way. Tell us who you've recorded with and who you're typically playing with.
Yeah, sure. Well, for live music, I've got a pretty awesome band together at the moment. I've got Harper Wilson plays drums, Harrison Scholes is playing bass, I've got Eliza singing with me and playing keys, and JY is playing some saxophone, and we've got Matt Hunter on percussion, Kenny Sterling. But the live is quite different from the recording.
Just a bit of a different beast. Is it more of a solo production?
Side of things, whereas I tend to just do the record. Yes, I think so. Yeah.
Yeah, tend to just do the recording by yourself. Now, just tell us about your creative process of recording the sophomore album of yours.
Sure. Yeah, I tend to just do a lot of practicing with writing and recording. In fact, I recorded maybe 50 different demos and ideas before I got to one of the tracks on this album. So I guess just preparing myself so that those nice moments and ideas can surface, you know. And from there, it's sort of just like problem solving until you get nice arrangements.
Mm-hmm. Wow, for going through 50 songs before you get to one you're happy with is pretty impressive.
Yeah, a lot of them aren't songs, they're just sketches, but you know, just the idea of practicing the writing and recording, whether they're songs or not, but a lot of them are just demos, and then you get to a point where you've got some stuff worth elaborating, building on.
Now, you're based in Titirangi. How would you say the natural environment shapes what you do musically?
Oh, sure. Yeah, it's quiet and quite peaceful out west, closer to the Waitakere Ranges. I'm currently in Cornwallis, even further out. There's like chickens roaming around and birds. It's really nice. I suppose it's more peaceful. Feel like I do miss the city, and then when I'm in the city, I miss being out in nature. So, yeah, I guess it goes both ways.
Yes, yes. Now, what can you tell us about this new track that's out today? Might as well be watching.
Oh, sure. I mean, this song is a precious song to me, and it was also recorded in Titirangi. And I'm not too sure what it's about. I'm sort of figuring that out now. It's sort of about sitting in the background, I suppose, and coming to terms with, just sort of sinking into the background in social situations.
Mm-hmm.
That's sort of all I got.
Oh, nice, nice. Hey, Saribi, aka Callum, thank you so much for chatting to us this morning. This is your new track, Might As Well Be Watching. And for everyone out there listening, A Dime, your new album, is going to be out in March, late March, correct?
Yeah, that's right.
All right, let's give it a spin. Hey, thank you very much, mate. We'll keep an ear out for more new music from you.
Thank you very much. We'll be loving.